It's time for a senior moment, the show for and about seniors. I'm your host, Joanne Rideout. I'm here in the studio this month with Brett Ralston. He is an exercise physiologist with Columbia Memorial Hospital, and Michelle Lewis from Northwest Senior and Disability Services. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for being here today. We talk about lots of health-related issues on this the Senior Moment show, and today we're going to be talking about heart health, which is a very important thing for seniors. So maybe we could start, Brett, with you. What is your job about? What do you do?
Yeah, I work at Columbia Memorial Hospital in cardiac rehab, and my title is exercise physiologist. And cardiac rehab is just an individualized exercise program designed for patients that have had any kind of heart condition. Now, we typically will only see certain diagnoses with patients, usually after like a heart attack, open heart surgery, so valve disease, bypass. We also will see people with chest pain that hasn't been really treated other than medically with medicine. Then there are a couple other diagnoses, heart transplant, which we haven't really worked with too much. But any really physician can refer the patient to the program, and we'll design an exercise program for them. So the program itself is also designed to help people emotionally and provide education for nutrition and any stress issues that we have. So, yeah, we just kind of work together, and we see anywhere from 8 patients per hour on the monitor, and we have about 5 classes throughout the day. We're open Monday through Thursday.
So this is almost like a gym that's in part of the hospital.
It is.
Hospital campus.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, we take up, I would want to say at least 2,000 square feet there, and just kind of huge facility. It's great, yeah.
Well, I have a little bit of experience with it. My dad had a mild heart attack a number of years ago, and he was diagnosed, he was prescribed to go there, and he would go there, and it was like a gym. And there were lots of different kinds of exercise machines. And one of the things I thought was so great about it, though, is that the staff are all trained professionals, so that if anybody had a problem, there was somebody right there, and the entire hospital was right there if somebody needed needed that. So, Michelle, you are working with people at Northwest Senior and Disability Services. How prevalent are heart issues for seniors?
I think when I talk to my family caregivers on the Family Caregiver Support Program, heart disease is one of the leading causes of issues, whether it be actual heart attacks or strokes. But that definitely causes some family crisis and some time for them for support for the families through that program.
So somebody might be, so this is a, Brett, this is a program that people have to be referred by a doctor. That's what you said, right?
Correct. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So not just anybody can go in off the street.
Exactly, yeah. We definitely want to see somebody that is following up with their healthcare and not just coming in and saying, hey, I want to join a fitness center. It's more than that. We're trained clinicians. We have a nurse on staff, and over head of all of us is our medical director, Dr. Rinkovich, and she works in cardiology there. She's part of the OHSU group too, so where we're combined, CMH is combined with OHSU in their research and education there. So yeah, it's more than just, hey, I need a exercise program because I want to lose some weight. It's for people that have comorbidities to heart disease. So diabetes, hypertension, obesity, some of the risk factors that are out there for heart disease. Typically, it's more of a secondary prevention program. So instead of preventing heart disease, we're looking at somebody that's had heart disease already, and then we're going to design a program, both exercise and quality of life type of program. So.
Well, when you say, when I think of a gym, I think of all sorts of different kinds of machines, but in your area, you have certain kinds of machines and certain kinds of exercise. So what kinds of exercise do you have people do when they come to you with heart issues?
Initially, we want to design an aerobic type of exercise. So a type of exercise that uses oxygen. So we want somebody to get their heart rate up in a healthy, normal manner where we can monitor it with a telemetry monitor, heart rate monitors, blood pressures. And then from aerobic exercise, we try to build their endurance up. We try to get up to at least 30 minutes a day. And this is the American College of Sports Medicine. Their guidelines are 150 minutes a week of aerobic exercise at moderate intensity, which usually moderate intensity, people are like, what does that mean? And what we try to encourage them is you can talk, but you can't sing, so you can't pass the sing test. So if you're out walking on the street or you're going to do your normal walk, your dog, you want to try to walk fast enough, like you're trying to get somewhere. So you could maybe carry on a sentence or two conversation with somebody, but you still feel like you're breathing, your respirations are increased quite a bit. So
Okay. Yeah. Well, how long has the center been there? Because I've lived here about 15 years, and it wasn't there the entire time. It's relatively new. So how long has it been around?
Well, CMH started cardiac rehab, outpatient cardiac rehab, in June of 2008. And since then, the numbers have gained tremendously. Just in about a year, they doubled their numbers, and they saw close from like 155 patients to almost 300 in a year. And then it's just doubled and doubled and doubled since then. In 2016, last year, they saw 12,427 patients.
Wow.
So it's been open only about 8 years. And yeah. And that many patients have increased to over 10,000. So
how long does a person generally spend in your program?
So the referral from the physician is typically for 36 sessions. And we do 3 days a week, so the program is designed to be 12 weeks. So a lot of times, and Medicare will cover it for insurance. So that's where it really comes in handy with our older population.
Right.
Because they have the Medicare. And they'll come in and we'll try to do 3 times a week. Some of them can't make it that far because this is a smaller community and people live outside the community. It's
right,
more of a
yeah.
rural area. So we do try to at least get them done in 6 months. So it's about 3 months, but sometimes it extends out to a 6 month program.
Well, you mentioned before the show that there were three phases of being involved in the program. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, definitely. So phase one is inpatient cardiac rehab. And that's right after a procedure, a heart procedure, whether it's a stent or open heart surgery. And phase two then will be where you come and see us outpatient. So you spend some time with the nurse at the beginning in your initial assessment. You'll spend half an hour, sometimes an hour, depending on how complicated things get. And then from there, we'll do just a baseline stress test. It's a treadmill test, or we'll just have you walk around the gym a little bit to get a baseline functional capacity level for you to see how much activity you can do. And then from there, we'll have you scheduled back in a couple days after we go through all your information and get your doctor to sign the treatment plan or care plan that we designed for you. And it's all individualized. And then you'll come back a couple days later after your first appointment with us in phase two, and you'll go through however many sessions your doctor referred you for, which is typically 36. And then from there, we'll get you into the phase three, which is more of an independent, and we call it a healthy maintenance program. Now, phase three, you still come in and use the facility. You can use all the machines that are available there for us or for you. And it's kind of like having supervised exercise because we're still there. It's like having a lifeguard on duty type of exercise because we're there to take your blood pressure if you want in phase three. So phase one, phase two, phase three. And then there is, I didn't mention it before, but there is a phase four, but it's more of a in-home type of program that is still kind of taken. It's in the works. It hasn't quite fully developed yet, but we're looking at that too.
Well, so this seems to me to be a fairly new thing. Is it, Michelle? Have you ever heard of any other program like this anywhere else?
No, I think it's an amazing program. People are very well involved with it, and they exercise, they get to know each other, they socialize. It's a very, very nice program. Well, we should be proud to have it in our county.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about the social aspects. Can you talk a little bit about that? It's more than just exercise.
Socialization is so important among seniors. It's easy to get isolated, especially if you get sick. And so it'd be very easy after a heart event to just go home and not get out and do anything, especially with our weather. We can't even get out and exercise and walk outside a lot. So to have that is a resource to be able to go and see some people, get out of the rain and do a little exercise. That alone is wonderful for anybody with at risk of heart attacks or heart problems.
Well, so the benefits, to get back to the whole idea of this being a relatively new thing, what caused the hospital to create this center? I mean, what was there some study that showed that, I mean, is there a direct connection between exercise and not having a recurrence of a heart ailment?
Yeah, exactly. So okay. The research is out there. We're looking at, over the last 10 years or so, cardiac rehab after a major event is associated with a 20 to 30% reduction in cardiac rehospitalizations and a 26% decrease in cardiac mortality rates. So, and for every 6 additional sessions of cardiac rehab, the risk of a subsequent heart attack is reduced by 5 to 11%. So they're showing, I mean, with an exercise program, and that's where it's really starting to blossom, cardiac rehab is because of these huge facts that show, or at least numbers, you know, percentages that show people are improving quicker and having less rehospitalizations because of getting involved with their healthcare. And cardiac rehab really just makes or helps the person, the patient that we're treating, be active in your health and get involved with your medications, ask questions about them. And that's really, I mean, as Columbia Memorial's design is a plane tree designated hospital, our goal is to help the patient become involved and their voice be heard. And that's what we want to do in cardiac rehab as well, to get them just proactive.
Well, so I've heard that expression, being a plane tree hospital. What does that mean? Do you know more about what that means?
A little bit. And I just started here October 31st, 2016 was my first day. I came from Missoula, Montana, St. Patrick Hospital. And I did a little bit of research on it because that was one of the questions during my interview was, so what do you know about a plane tree designated hospital? And so the research I've kind of looked at is Hippocrates, the father of medicine. He taught students under a tree, a sycamore tree, and also known as a plane tree. And so that's where this big program came in, is plane tree, is, you know, we're wanting to involve medicine in a person-centered, patient-centered, where they get active with their health. And so plane tree really is just to make sure that the person's being heard, that's getting the care. And we're not treating the disease, you know, we're not treating heart disease. We're treating you as an individual. And that's what cardiac rehab does a lot of times, is I might get a blood pressure on somebody that's completely normal, but if I take a look at the person and they don't look healthy and there's something wrong with them, I'm not going to keep exercising them or keep making them push through it. I'm going to sit down and see what else is going on, what other underlying issues going on. So we're here to treat, you know, the person's symptoms, not necessarily a number that we get that's supposed to be normal. So
when I always like to talk, when we're talking about something like this, I always like to sort of give people an idea of what it would be like to be involved in that program, because sometimes it can be kind of intimidating to try something new. So if somebody were, you know, had a heart issue and they were prescribed this and they all of a sudden they walk in the door the first time, what's it like? What happens?
It's overwhelming for sure. You know, you come in and you don't know what to expect, and you can see the kind of the fear. Everybody acts a little different when they have those hormones, the flight or fight response type of hormones. Some people want to just get into their shell and not talk about their issues. But you start in cardiac rehab, like Michelle was saying, is a social area. We come in and we get people out of their shell and they start talking more and more and they open up and we try to have a good time. And that's what I encourage people the very first day I see them is, hey, we're here to have fun. You're alive. You know, we have to enjoy every moment now. That event you had is life-threatening. It could have taken you like that. And so we try to, you know, make it an enjoyable experience, a warm, welcoming environment. And so even the people that are really on edge, walking on eggshells coming into the program, hopefully by the end of the program, or, you know, their character's coming through and they have some personality and we can start kind of maybe joking around a little bit, or at least laughing or smiling once in a while. I have one patient in particular I think of that I showed her how to set up a machine, and she's like, wow, I really owe you. And I was like, you do. You owe me 5 smiles today. You know? So that way, you know, we have a good time, and we continue to incorporate that into the program.
Wow, that's really neat. Well, I just want to remind everybody that you're listening to A Senior Moment, the show for and about seniors. I'm Joanne Rideout. I'm your host here every month. I'm here with Brett Ralston. He's with Columbia Memorial Hospital in the cardiac rehab program there, and Michelle Lewis from Northwest Senior and Disability Services in Warrenton. Ordinarily, we have Doug Schaefer with us from the Olympic Area Agency on Aging in Washington, but there's so much weather going on out there today that he couldn't get here. So I would say that if you have any questions about whether these kinds of services are available in Washington, you should give the Olympic Area Agency on Aging a call, and you can find them online. Michelle, can you talk a little bit about if someone were to call Northwest Senior and Disability Services and ask about cardiac issues, what kind of information could they get?
Okay, so they would want it, if they would call our office, they would call our ADRC, our Aging and Disability Resource Center. So they would probably talk to somebody like Holly that's in our office in Warrenton, and she would kind of screen them and talk to them about what's going on in their life, and if they need to have any long-term care issues have come up. Maybe they need in-home care. Maybe they just need to know about the lunch programs. We have a heart healthy lunch available for seniors in Seaside and in Swenson, and we do home-delivered meals if they need that. She would be searching for any kind of resources that were available in the community. So our agency also co-sponsors some programs with Columbia Memorial Hospital, like the Healthy Eating Program and Tai Chi and Living Well with Chronic Conditions, A Matter of Balance, quite a few programs to help them recover or avoid future problems. There's also a support group at Columbia Memorial Hospital that's called Women's Heart Support Group. It meets on Wednesdays, the third Wednesdays of each month at the Pavilion, so that they can get together and talk about issues. So that's really our role in the community, is to try to hook up folks with resources beyond what's just available in our office, just our program there. We have, within our program though, at Northwest, we have the Family Caregiver Support Program. They can give caregivers some respite time off. So if they're taking care of somebody who's had a heart problem, they can get some time off, hire somebody, come in and help them at home. They can also get some other supportive services through there, like caregiver support groups.
So in those support groups, like what we were talking before with the the program that Brett is working with, people have to be referred by a doctor. Are these things that anybody can just go to, or do
some? Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, and the ones that we co-sponsor with Columbia Memorial Hospital are free. Mm. That's the Older American Act program helps us pay for those programs. So in partnership, we can do them together and not have to charge anything.
Well, so for people who are sort of sitting out there wondering, you know, sometimes the only time people know they're having a heart issue is when they suddenly have one. So we were talking a little bit about symptoms before the show. Brett, can you talk a little bit about what are some of the red flags for people that may not be aware that they even have a heart issue?
Yeah. You know, everybody has different symptoms, and males and females might have different types of symptoms with heart disease. One of the big things I have noticed, at least in my experience, is energy levels. So if you just notice your energy, and there isn't a good explanation, I mean, you can't explain it, you can't blame it on a cold or, you know, not sleeping much or maybe financial problems. You can't, for no reason really, your energy just zapped. You just don't have any energy. That would be a big red flag. Say, hey, what's going on here? Maybe I need to talk to my doctor about this. The typical, kind of the classical symptoms of angina or chest pain, heart pain, is a kind of a throbbing chest or throbbing pain in the center of your chest. A lot of times it will radiate out to your shoulders and then down both your arms. Not always though. Sometimes it radiates up into your jaw. We've noticed sometimes with females more, it's in the back. You get kind of a pain in the center of your back, but that's not always the case either. So angina can present itself in different ways, but typically it's a squeezing type of pressure right in the center of your chest. You'll notice shortness of breath. That's a big one, along with the energy decreased. Sometimes just your sleep habits are way off. Maybe your hormones have changed a lot, and so your sleep patterns are off. Any kind of passing out, definitely you want to get a hold of your doctor if you just suddenly pass out for no reason. You need to get that checked out, because that could be a heart issue as well. So, and the other things, the objective data you want to keep an eye on. If you have family history of heart disease, make sure to go in and get your blood pressure checked frequently. And if your blood pressure's constantly higher than 130 on the systolic, the top number, and it's constantly higher than 80 on the diastolic, the bottom number, you need to continue to follow up with that and get that checked out. So 120 over 80 has always been the textbook magic number, but everybody's a little different. So if you're having symptoms and your blood pressure is quite a ways off of that, make sure to get checked in with your doctor. So,
well, we were also talking about a kind of a heart condition, I guess you would call it, that sounds like something you'd order for lunch. It's called taco subo. And so can you talk a little bit about what that is and who it affects and what people can do about it?
Yeah, thanks. Taco subo cardiomyopathy. Kind of a rare condition from my perspective, because I've worked with patients that have had it, of course, but it's not as common as your heart attack or just a stent or angina or open heart surgery. What happens with taco subo cardiomyopathy is another name for that is broken heart syndrome or stress-induced cardiomyopathy. More common in female gender, however, it does happen in high-stressed males as well. So what can really happen is the left ventricle gets the stress, and your coronary arteries that are feeding all the blood and oxygen to your and nutrients to your heart muscle can spasm. And so they kind of, almost act like you're having a heart attack, only it's not due to like plaque typically, and can cause some ischemia, which is shortage of oxygen to that heart muscle. And that can, taco subo itself was named after an octopus trap. And the way it's shaped is it's kind of, the octopus trap has, it's like a balloon on one end. Both ends have kind of a balloon to them. And so the left ventricle really kind of balloons a little bit, and it can't get a solid contraction. It can't pump the blood out like it typically does. And so you end up with reduced blood flow. So your heart can't quite pump all the way out, the blood all the way out and get refilled as well. And so with taco subo, it typically recovers when treated quick enough, it'll recover all the way. It's an event that we see happen because of high stress, whether it's from a natural disaster or maybe a spouse or loved one or pet dies or, something that is very high stressful, we'll see taco subo happen.
What's kind of interesting about that is we talked, especially working among the senior population, you hear, he died of a broken heart or she died of a broken heart after they lost their spouse of many years. And after understanding taco subo a little bit more, that made a lot more sense.
Yeah, sure.
That maybe that truly does happen to some folks, that truly they do die of a broken heart.
Wow.
Yeah, I hadn't really put that in perspective before.
Huh. Well, we are getting to the point in the show when we're almost out of time, but we still have time to talk about, if anyone is listening out there, wants to know more, how would they contact either of you, both of you? So, Brett, can we start with you? If people are curious about this program, what should they do to find out more?
Yeah, definitely. First, you want to talk to your doctor about it, because like we mentioned earlier, cardiac rehab is a physician-based referral program. So we to get things rolling, get the ball rolling, get everything generated, we want to make sure your doctor refers you to the program. However, if you're just interested in the program and want to learn more about it, there is the website, columbiamemorial.org, you can go on to, and you can go to different programs that we have up on the top right there, and scroll down, and one of the programs is rehabilitation, and then it arrows over, and there's a cardiac rehab tab, and you can look that up and click on that, and that'll open up cardiac rehab and explain what we are and what we do. Also, if you want to call us, and the great thing about cardiac rehab is we are combined with pulmonary rehab as well. And so we don't just see people with heart disease. We also see people with lung disease. So whether it's COPD or asthma. So if you're a pulmonologist, which is a doctor that wants to refer you to pulmonary rehab, they can also do that. And the number to call us to see whether if you have a covered diagnosis would be 503-338-4052. And that goes directly to Gigi. She's our front desk secretary. She keeps the program together. She's like the glue, you know. She keeps us all on a straight and narrow. So, yeah, she'll be able to answer that for you.
That's great. Well, yeah. Michelle, how about you? What about Northwest Senior and Disability Services?
Okay, so our office is in Warrenton, back by the animal shelter, Costco area. Phone number is 503-861-4200. There's also an 800 number. If you're outside of the area, it's 1-855-673-2372. And our website is www.nwsds.org.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you both for being here. My name's Joanne Rideout. This is a Senior Moment. We've been here in the studio this month with Brett Ralston. He is with the Columbia Memorial Hospital's Cardiac Rehab Program. He is an exercise physiologist there. And Michelle Lewis from the Northwest Senior Disability Services. They are a great clearinghouse for all sorts of information about senior issues. We also want to mention the Olympic Area Agency on Aging, Doug Schaefer. We miss you, Doug. We'll see you back here next month. Doug couldn't be here because of the weather, but his agency is kind of like a mirror agency of Northwest Senior and Disability Services Agency. So lots and lots of resources if you have a question. On either side of the Columbia River, you should call them. I want to thank you both for being here for a Senior Moment.
Thank you.
And stay safe out there in that weather. We'll see you next month on a Senior Moment.